Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and I'm so pleased to have you listening to this broadcast. This Sunday, 4th of June 2023, is Trinity Sunday, the first Sunday after Pentecost, a time of year that councils and synods, preachers and teachers have thought it good and wise to remind the millions of seekers and the millions of faithful that God is a mystery, which is best understood in three ways. As a creator or source, traditionally we call Father. As a saviour or redeemer, traditionally called the Son. And as the sustainer, or traditionally known as the Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is one, yet God is three. Let us pray. Holy God, you are three in one and one in three. Praise to you, source of life, maker of heaven and earth, who created us in your image and called us good. Praise to you, Jesus Christ, born in our flesh, to teach us how to love and who died to offer us grace and mercy. Praise to you, Holy Spirit, for the energy you bring us to greet each day as a gift, to seek and to serve our God. Our Holy God, three in one and one in three, we praise you for your mystery and mercy. Reveal to us how to live as your people and witness to your wonder and grace. God of mystery and mercy, you know the details of our lives. You see the sin and sorrow we bear. You see the problems and the possibilities we face. You see how we fit into the world around us and how we rub each other the wrong way. We confess we do not always see what you see. Open our eyes to the truth of our lives and touch us with your grace. The Apostle Paul reminds us that from now on we regard no one from a human point of view. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Thanks be to God that we can all make a new start through God's gift of forgiveness and peace. Lord, you have spoken through your living word, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit speaks through the Scriptures. Grant us understanding through what we see in Jesus and hear in the Scriptures, that we may know your will and follow your way. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, reading at verse 16. This is after Jesus' resurrection and he's approaching his ascension. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Amen.
Done, and great our rejoice. Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. And give Him the glory, great things He has done. Praise the Lord.
What a mystery is God. God is here, yet God is everywhere. God is mighty, yet God is tender. God is just, yet God has mercy. God is spirit, yet God takes on flesh. God is in Christ, Christ is in us. God is spirit, and the spirit blows where it wills, yet the spirit abides in our hearts. God is one, yet God is three. The Apostle Paul wrote this about God. Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. When you go outside today, take a little time to worship, to look at the bark of an old tree, to look at the fields greening, to look at the clouds scudding by, the running waters, whatever the weather may be this day, and give thanks to the power, to the grace, to the beauty, to the one that made it all. Words from Psalm 8 might resonate with you. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens, yet the praise of children and infants you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is humanity that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and all that swim in the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Now you perhaps know and understand what I am saying, and that's why you're here, because God is, and God is good, and you want to remind yourself of that, and share and celebrate that truth with people in God and before God. But there are others, and there are many, who just stop there, with the clouds and the trees and the land and the sea and the creatures, and while they get a spiritual message from them, they don't get the same message of goodness and beauty that we do, we who know God is one, yet God is three. Paul writes that although they know God from what has been made, they neither glorify Him as God nor give thanks to Him, but their thinking becomes futile and their foolish hearts are darkened. Although they claim to be wise, they become fools and exchange the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles. Dear friends, the truth of creation is that there is more to it than meets our eye, and there is a design and purpose that is greater than the sum of the parts that we see around us. God most surely is, and God is good. But there's more yet. More ways of experiencing the mystery that is God, more ways of understanding than that which regarding God simply as the Creator can give to us. For God is one, yet God is three. Last week we celebrated the pouring out of the Spirit of God upon the followers of Jesus. We celebrated that presence, that force that all who have trusted God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ know and have experienced. That power, that person, who gives shape to much of what we see and hear, what we do and say. And just as only a few weeks earlier we celebrated the resurrection of a man who is somehow more than a man, one who is a child of promise, one whom our minds and our hearts tell us was more than a good person, more than a saint, more than even an angel, and yet was so much one of us. We celebrated Jesus, our teacher and guide, our shepherd and our friend, our Lord and our God, God the Creator, God the Redeemer, God the Sustainer. God is one, yet God is three. Perhaps you learnt at school that everything in the universe is made up of atoms, which are themselves made up of tiny particles called protons, neutrons, and electrons. That protons and neutrons together make up a nucleus, and that the electrons orbit around this nucleus, sort of like the planets in our solar system orbit round the sun. There is no scientist who really believes that this simple model fully explains the substance of the matter. Nuclear physics is much more complex, with quantum mechanics describing quarks and strangeness and charm. The most educated physicist will tell you we will probably never know everything about atoms and subatomic particles. The atomic theory is just a model that explains something about how atoms work. It doesn't tell everything about what they are. So it is with the Trinity. The idea of the Trinity tells us something about how God is revealed to us, how God works in human events, but it doesn't fully tell us who or what God is. And I guess that's the secret of this experience we have of God, this understanding we have of God as a Trinity. It doesn't tell us fully, but it tells us important stuff nonetheless, life-changing stuff. How much better some understanding than none, or worse, a misunderstanding, a view that leaves a person in a situation like which Paul describes when he writes, claiming to be wise, they become fools, and they exchange the glory of the immortal God for images resembling a mortal human being, or birds, or four-footed animals, or reptiles. And you know, sometimes you just have to celebrate the faith we have. And yes, the doctrine we have. The understanding we have of the God that made it all. The understanding we have of how it all works. The doctrine of the Trinity is not some mathematical puzzle or an academic formula for theologians to debate, as they have done for so many centuries. Instead, it's a belief born out of the experience of ordinary Christians as a real-life answer to the question, where do we find God? It's an answer that we believe God has given us of himself. God has made God's self known to us in three unique ways, and that there's only one God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God who is loving, just, holy, intimate, powerful, wrathful, forgiving, life itself, light, and more. And in Christ, God reveals himself. In Christ, God became incarnate. Without this revelation of God, whom we call the Christ, you and I would not have the promises, nor would we have the inheritance to come. Jesus is the one who reveals the way to us, the one who speaks the truth to us, the one who gives us life by his touch and by his word. Jesus is the one who died and rose again. Jesus shows us the way and is the way. Jesus is the child of Mary. Jesus is the child of God. In him, the fullness of deity dwells. God is one. Yet God is three. And since God has made himself known, we who know God are commanded to make him known. We remember Jesus' own words, words of three in one and one in three, the words he spoke shortly before his ascension into heaven when he said to his followers, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Amen."
I know.
Let us pray. Lord our God, whose glory is beyond compare, whose mercy is boundless and love for us is endless, look upon us now in your compassion. For peace that calms our hearts and saves our souls, for peace in the world and throughout creation, let us pray to the Lord. For the stability of the Church and the unity of your people, for the ministries of your Church around the world in these challenging times, and for the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in Canada, meeting this week in Halifax, Nova Scotia, let us pray to the Lord. For our country, our leaders, and all those in public service, for the communities in which we live, and for every neighbourhood and nation, and for all who offer themselves in service for the common good, let us pray to the Lord. For the whole of God's creation in its beauty and bounty, for the well-being of every creature in their habitats, for a willingness to change our ways to protect places and people at risk, and for generations yet unborn that they too may thrive, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and suffering and the isolated, victims of violence, refugees and captives, and for protection against all affliction, danger and distress, let us pray to the Lord. And to you, Holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, belongs all glory, honour, and worship, now and for ever and to the ages of ages. And hear us now as we pray in the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning. As I mentioned in our prayers, this is the week of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in Canada, at which I am a commissioner. So worship this morning at St Andrew's Sherbrooke at 10:30 at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville will be led by Marilyn MacDonald Savage. You would be most welcome to join us there for communion service. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man of my sins upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.